This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about the Greg Adams E-Race Stigma 5K race that's coming up here very, very soon. And I'm happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about that with the Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Catherine Suchek. Catherine, it's always good to have you here.
Oh, Dale, it's great to be back.
And we also have Stephanie Muniff, and she is the Customer Service Supervisor and co-chair of this as well. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about the Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, and that you do provide so many, many services that are available to people here in Lenawee County, Catherine.
We sure do. I think the most important message I always try to get out is that we are around 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, holidays, anytime somebody feels like they need to talk to someone, they're in crisis. If they're worried about a family member, if they themselves are feeling really, really upset, call our number 24/7. Like, yeah. I said, we've got people who are just waiting for phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the thing I hear a lot is, I don't want to bother people at 2 or 3 in the morning. That's what they're there for. They're waiting for your calls.
So you're in holidays.
Anybody that's feeling stressed out or feels like they really need a connection, that's the number to call.
Yeah.
263-8905.
263-8905. And the thing is there is that it's not nothing to feel that there's being weak or any,
no,
you know, negative slash against you. That's what they're there for. And that, you know, if you need the help,
mm-hmm, that's why
go
there
for it, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
that we are here to provide that for everyone in our community.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that we've got the Greg Adams E-Race Stigma 5K coming up. And then, of course, I have to go back and saying that this is named after a wonderful man,
mm-hmm,
that really got things going on this, didn't he?
He did. And I know, I don't know how many times we've talked about you didn't say no to Greg Adams.
Yes.
So he had this bright idea one year that he was going to set up a 5K and help make the name Lenawee Community Mental Health more common.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like people didn't know where to reach out for help. And he said, this is going to be great. We're going to, you know, we're just like, oh boy, here we go. But honestly, because nobody said no to him,
yeah,
we had a tremendous first year, and it's only built ever since. It's only gotten bigger.
And this has been how many years, Stephanie?
This is the 11th year.
Wow. It doesn't seem it's been that long, but yeah, for heaven's sakes, absolutely not. But the thing is, like you said, Catherine, this has grown year after year after year, hasn't it?
It sure has. The COVID years kind of threw a wrench into the mix, but it's building again. Stephanie, how many do we already have signed up?
Near 500 so far.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we've never had that many signed up.
That's awesome.
It's usually been on race day where you get that big push of additional people.
Yeah.
So we expect a lot of people downtown,
yeah,
that weekend.
Now, do you remember how many you had last year, Stephanie?
So we had 450 last year. So we're about on track to really beat our goal from last year.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's great. So this is going to be when and where then, Stephanie?
So the E-Race will take place on Sunday, May 18th. At the Farmers Market in downtown Adrian. The Kids Dash will start at 8 a.m. with the 5K immediately following.
Okay. And they can sign up right now for it, can't they?
Yes.
Obviously, when you said you had already, you know, 500 signed up, yeah.
Right. So online registration is encouraged through runsignup.com, but we will take the day of registration as well.
Okay.
But we're really encouraging people to register prior.
Now, everybody can participate in this, but I mean, are you know, the walkers and the runners too?
Yes. Yep.
So, I mean, if you can only walk the route, that's fine.
Oh, we have many people that choose just to walk.
Yeah.
The serious runners, they're done right away, but we're usually there for about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. And we have somebody that paces the race as well.
Mm-hmm.
So We don't leave anybody behind.
So is the you're starting from the farmer's market mm-hmm. here in downtown Adrian. Mm-hmm. Now, is there a route or the route that has been used? Or
we've used the same route for a couple of years, and it's marked with signs. It goes out by Sienna Heights and around back to the farmer's market.
And I know you always have police and, people helping out with the traffic situation,
yes,
too.
Yes, we have police. We have lots of volunteers on each of the corner cheering the runners along and directing them where to go.
Now, how much does it cost to participate in this, Stephanie?
So the 5K is $15, $5 for the Kids Dash. If you register the day of the race, it will be $20 and cash only.
Okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Race pickup will be there at 7 a.m. So if you want to register that day and pick up your packets, if you're unable to get out before, come at 7 a.m. the day of the race. Otherwise, pre-registered participants, we're encouraging them to pick up their race packets on Thursday, May 15th, right at LCMHA.
Okay.
So come to the Human Service Building between 2 and 6. Right off Metcalf, and you'll see us out there.
Okay.
We're actually having a live remote, too.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting
yes.
from out
yes.
there, too, to help remind people and entice people to register and to pick up their packs as well. Now, the money that's raised from this, Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
gets used for what?
Sure. So all proceeds support mental health education programs throughout Lenawee County. So anything that you see that is in regards to health education, we'd divert those funds there.
So, I mean, it's really an important fundraiser for you then.
It is. It is. The goal really is to increase the awareness of mental health and substance use within our community. That's just the most important thing to get out and let people know that we're trying to erase the stigma here.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what we were trying to get across mm-hmm. at the very beginning, right, Stephanie, is that no matter who it is or who you are, it doesn't make any difference if you are in need of the services that the LCMHA does provide. Reach out.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's why they're there. And this is helping to fund these programs
right.
to be able to do that.
Right. And the race really does give an opportunity for individuals to connect with other individuals. You know, it's just a nice time for the community to get together and talk about their struggles and how they've overcome different things. People are affected some way, somehow throughout their life with mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice just to share your story with somebody. So even if you're not running or walking, people just come downtown and just check it out. If you've never been to a race or seen what we do that day, it's just a fun place to be.
Also, it's a great way to be able to find out more information, right, Stephanie?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You'd find out and say, all right, I've heard about LCMHA. Exactly what do you do or what are some of your programs? They can ask about it on that day, too.
Right. Right. Yep. We're all around. All the volunteers are in the bright yellow shirts. So flag someone down, ask a question. We can, direct you to who can answer those questions for you.
You were mentioning, Stephanie, about the fact that, a lot of people have been affected by this, not only maybe themselves personally, but maybe somebody, a family member or
sure.
even a friend, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, that really makes a difference to be able to help support something like this.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. As well as doing something like this, it's a great way of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have not been affected personally or a family member or friend, knowing that there's people out there, right, that have been affected, that you're going to be able to help keep the services and the volunteers and the programs alive that
yes.
we have here in Lenawee County, because we have such a great resource with the LCMHA, don't we?
We do. We really do.
Yeah. So it really is behoove people to be able to sign up for this. You can walk it. You can run it. Our strollers are welcome.
Yep. Yep. Strollers. The only thing we ask is that you do leave your pets at home the day of the race.
Okay. No pets.
No pets.
No pets.
But strollers and walking, running, hopping, skipping, however you want to do it. It's just a great day.
I know. And it's a great way to get some exercise
yes,
too.
Yes.
Yes. Well, just keep hoping that we have a good weather during that day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It will happen, rain or shine, but there the shine will be much nicer.
Yes, absolutely. I remember past years, Stephanie, where people will have their strollers in which, you know, they are pushing their young'uns or kiddos, and or even some of that will do the actual run by pushing
yes,
the strollers
many,
too.
Many run with the strollers.
Yeah, yeah. Or even pulling one of those little wagons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, we see that too.
Well, this is a wonderful, and we hope that people will take advantage of this again. This is going to be when and where, Stephanie?
Sunday, May 18th at the Farmers Market in downtown Adrian.
Okay, and at what time?
8 a.m.
8
a.m. Kids Dash starts at 8 a.m., and the 5K will start immediately after.
Immediately after that, okay. And then they still have time to register?
Yes, yes.
They can register how?
RunSignUp.com. It's the platform that all the runners use. So you just go to that website and type in Adrian, Michigan, and our race will pop up.
Or come the day of, right?
Yes, yes.
You'd be most welcome. All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much. Much success once again.
Thank you.
And we hope that you have a crowd, bigger than last year.
Yes, it'll be a great day.
It will be a great day. So I thank you so much, Stephanie Muniz, the customer service supervisor and co-chair of the event here this year. And also our thanks to Catherine Suchek, the director of the LCMHA, for being in the program as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.